Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Your Radio Promo. This is your host, Robert J. Thanks so much for joining us. I do appreciate you taking out time. And we're getting close. The countdown is on. Less than 10 days away to the special day. That's right. Christmas is right around the corner. Santa Claus is on his way, that's for sure. Anyway, I'm just kind of curious, what are you all doing? What actually are you shopping for? Do you have your list already completed? Have you, completed your shopping effort? You're a last-minute shopper like myself. It's been a history of mine. Most times it's been financial. It's been my reason for going so late, but it is what it is. And kind of enjoy it somewhat to some certain degree because I pretty much have my list, and I go there and I get shopping and get her done. Anyway, thanks so much. Once again, this is Robert J., and you've tuned into Your Radio Promo, where we pretty much talk about different things, different topics. Of course, recently we've been covering how to stay ahead of the social media curve. And also, a shout-out to all you bloggers out there. I wanted to give you kudos for all the great blogging you've been doing in the blogosphere. Appreciate all the compliments and, of course, all the hard work you guys are doing out there to keep the world rotating on its axis properly. By all the great content that you supply each and every day, because there's so much information out there. If you get online and you check out, if you go to YouTube or you go to any one of the social medias, whether it be Instagram, whether it be Pinterest, Twitter, of course. You got LinkedIn. I can go on and on. Pretty much, if you can go to any one of those main hubs, Facebook, of course, you can actually find so much great information to actually help you with whatever you're going through in that particular moment, whether you're working on your car or you're looking for a job, or maybe you want to come up with a bright idea of how to make your business blossom in 2016. And so it's just great how you can basically open up, get online, and then 10 minutes later you're surfing the net. But it's so much more powerful nowadays because there's so much more content out there and so much great information that can actually help you, pretty much give you a PhD in whatever field you want to tackle. But if you want to hit me up on Twitter, I really appreciate it. You can hit me at Consumer View. That's CONSUMER. The special view, VUE. That's CONSUMERVUE. At Consumer View. Feel free to drop me a line over there. I would love to contact you. Any of you entrepreneurs out there who want to come on the show, I'd be glad to talk with you and see what you want to do. Pretty much what I do is I can help you highlight your business, interview you a little bit about that. But my main focus is to bring you on the show. Sure, get you some recognition, get you some credits and some props. But we also want to actually have you give a tip or two on how others out there who are either struggling in their business, just starting out, newbies, and looking for a helping hand. We don't want to give handouts. That's just going to keep you neutral and going in reverse. But we want to just have you come on and just give a couple of a tip, even one tip, one great tip or whatever can help somebody to go forward in their particular business, who might be listening in on the show that particular day or a moment in time. Of course, this is a live recording. It's being recorded live right now, live almost as in Memorex. And what's so cool about it is once the show is over, it's pretty much on the internet within a couple of minutes, and you can listen to it at any time, anywhere in the world, at your convenience. So, but do appreciate you taking the time today. We are talking just a little bit about the social media curve. And the whole biggest thing is you want to stay ahead of it. If you've been in the ocean, if you've been near water that's got big waves and things of that nature, maybe you've heard a term, maybe you've done it before as a younger person, maybe recently. Of course, surfers do it all the time. They ride the wave, right? Well, I've body waved. I've actually rode the wave. Just surfing the waves with, just get in the water, get in there deep enough and ride into shore. And that's pretty much what riding the wave means as far as in the sense of water. Riding the wave as far as in marketing sense, it's been around, it's a cliche, it hasn't been around forever, but in the marketing world, in the direct sales, network marketing world, yeah, it's been around for quite a while. And you'll hear this at different webinars, rallies, seminars, things of that nature in that particular industry where they talk about riding the wave. And all that really means is getting on the next big thing, keeping your ears and eyes open, okay? I mean, I guess you can open your eyes, you can keep your ears peeled, right? I don't know how would they even mean about peel, but anyway. I can get your eyes peeled. Well, whatever. Regardless, either way, you shouldn't be peeling anything to do with that. Maybe you want to make your business more appealing to your listening audience, to the internet, when they come to your website, when they come to your blog. You want them to stay more than 5 seconds, right? You want to give them attention. Well, we've got that covered here, too, with my particular business. I do viral voiceovers. Not just a voiceover, but we call it viral voiceovers because we want to give you more potential. So when you come to that site, it's not just someone talking and maybe music playing, but something that just kind of stands out and wants to make them come back for more, and continue and get on your list so you can actually keep them in the know as far as what you can share with them. That's a little plug there for my website at viralvoiceovers.com. Feel free to check it out. Leave a message if you like on the site there. We really appreciate it. One thing I wanted to also share with you guys real quick, and of course here's I guess you can call it plug plug-in hump day, right? It is Wednesday. So we're going to go ahead and give you a great plug that, as of right now, with a great mentor of myself, who's been on the Internet for many, many years and pretty much one of the pioneers of the Internet, Internet marketing, Marlon Sanders, just released a course that I highly recommend you taking a look at. If you can actually get over to actually you can go to my site at consumerview.com. That's my blog site, consumerview.com. Go ahead and check it out, the Big Ticket Dashboard. Just click on the link. It'll take you right to the page there. He actually, like I said, he's been on Pioneer around the same time as Corey Rudell. Rest in peace, Corey. He pretty much set the standard for a lot of people who are very successful now online, okay? And he took a lot of his works, updated it to today's standards, and put it in a great course called the Big Ticket Dashboard. And the Big Ticket Dashboard is basically a course that you could do day by day, just do little things one day at a time, okay? And you can get through this course within several weeks. You can get to the course really over a weekend if you really wanted to, okay? If you wanted to rush through that thing and get rocking and rolling and get ready for 2016, no problem. He's got you covered. The thing of it is, all the information he's got in there is priceless, and you've got about the value it's about $30,000 or so, I would say, and he's got it priced at just under $60. That's $60 U.S. So get yourself over there. Grab this Big Ticket Dashboard. He's going to teach you step by step on how to market properly. If you've got a product or service you want to market, this actually will help you walk you step by step on how to do it. Remember when I first started the show, I talked about content and all that and sharing with the world and blogging and several of my last shows, I've been talking a lot about that. That's what this is, okay? It's more content. The only thing is, it's content. It's showing you exactly what to do on how to succeed with your business. Whether you've got a brick-and-mortar business, a mom-and-pop shop, or you're strictly online, either way, this particular course, Big Ticket Dashboard, will help you out and get you towards success in 2016 and beyond. So I just wanted to give you a quick plug on that today. Go over to Consumer View, C-O-N-S-U-M-E-R, special, V-U-E, that's C-O-N-S-U-M-E-R-V-U-E.com. That's my blog. That goes directly to my blog site, but I've got the link right on there. Just click on a Big Ticket Dashboard. It'll take you right over to the site, and you'll be able to see, the video on there, get more information, do your due diligence, of course. But by all means, grab that course. And if you've got a sales organization or whatever, and you want to get them rocking and rolling, grab several of them. This will definitely will help you and will bless you for generations, I'm telling you right now. So anyway, but feel free, like I said, once again, go to consumerview.com, check it out. You can also get it on my other website at bobsbestsuccess.com. Bob's Best Success. And Bob's, of course, I've told in previous shows, is Bob's is Building Online Business Success. It actually was originally, and still actually was, dedicated and started with my dad in mind, suffering from terminal cancer. He's still kicking, he's still rocking and rolling, and stronger than ever, so hopefully he'll be around for many, many more years. That's the plan. We'll see what happens. When it's your time, obviously, right? But we're praying for and hoping for the best. But a couple years ago when he got sick, I put a website dedicated to him, and I started thinking, geez, Bob's, what acronym can I come up with? Well, that makes perfect sense with what I'm doing and what I'm promoting. And by the way, all this stuff, I do apologize for rambling out a little bit, just telling a little bit about what we're doing, because we are bringing this, we are streamlining all this. It's all going to be on one website, so eventually, come January, I'll be giving you one website to go to directly so you can catch all this information at one location underneath one umbrella, because everything I'm doing complements the other, okay? Like, I've got a great CRM system. Anybody out there in really any business, in the entertainment business, this can actually help you streamline your business, and I can provide that service for you. I've also got a social media manager business that we're launching in January. So we're all on board here to actually provide proper service for our clients, our customers, and we want to make sure that, you know, we're actually promoting and focusing on and really pretty much spearheading any great new thing that's going on. That's why I mentioned about the social media curve. And you can see every time I talk about social media curve, I kind of do a curve. I do like a full, complete, if you will, picture, circle, a total 360. Yeah, 180 for a second there, but total 360 to where I'm bringing it back to what the conversation is about today. And the social media curve is this. You know, several, what, 10 years ago? Facebook wasn't even around, right? Twitter. I know MySpace was around. Remember how popular MySpace was? MySpace, of course, other things, other technologies advanced themselves, right? And certain companies didn't stay on the mark and stay up with the times, if you will, right? But so many great things came out. Now we've got Pinterest, we've got Instagram, we've got LinkedIn, we've got Blab TV just came out recently. Phenomenal. We got Google Hangouts, Google Plus. If you have a Google account, go on the Google. Oh my goodness, so much stuff there for you that you can actually, you know, keep yourself in check and educate yourself on how to, you know, organize your business. I can go on and mention all the other mediums out there, but the, you know, the five main ones, of course, once again, are Facebook, excuse me, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. You got those five covered right there. You pretty much are solid. Okay, you can just build those up. I highly recommend, as you're planning on staying ahead of the social media curve, keep your eyes and ears open for what's the next great thing. There's a lot of hype out there, of course. You're going to experience that. Just use your own discretion and see what's going on. If you can stay ahead of the social media curve and get on one or two or three of these social medias as they first come out, that's, you know, even if you sign up for free or whatever, just get involved or at least get in there. Because that, you never know. Look what happened with the five I just mentioned to you. They weren't even in existence 10 years ago. And here we are 10 years later, and they're basically a household name. So people give out their, you know, they can give out your email address or you can give out your Twitter. If I tell you to contact me on Twitter, I go at ConsumerView. I've got several Twitters, actually, for other marketing reasons. But for the most part, I want you to come. I want you to communicate with me. And now, through my Twitter, in and of itself, I'm actually associating myself with other marketers out there that are actually helping me to become a better blogger, marketer, etc. And in turn, I'm also returning the favor, if you will, and offering them a service or two. As an example, they can come on my show. And I'll gladly promote them and have a conversation with them and talk about what they're doing to make a difference out there within the internet community and as an internet marketer. And they can give their plug or two. But the biggest thing, of course, like I said earlier, I want to make sure that they're actually bringing some content to the table and they can actually help out our listeners and people like yourself who's listening today to help you so you can blossom in your business. Once again, this is Robert J. You've tuned into Your Radio Promo. It's actually Wednesday, December. December. Well, I know this. It's December 16th. I apologize. December 16th. It's 9 days away from Christmas. And my goodness, we're just a few weeks away from the brand new year presenting itself. That's 2016. Got to come up with some kind of a little rhyme there, a little riddle or something like that for 2016. Maybe 2016, maybe things will work out and be so serene. Anyway, I'll have to come up with something better than that. But anyway, it'd be nice for things to be serene, of course. But let's see. Now, as far as blogging is concerned, now I'll give you a tip or two on blogging. Blogging, if you're listening for the first time, I always emphasize this, and some bloggers might beg to differ with what I'm going to say, but blogging is generally writing. All you're doing is writing. That's how you start out blogging. Just write. If you got something on your mind you're passionate about, whether it's a some kind of a mission you're on, you're involved with some kind of community service, something you've done in your life, whatever, what have you done in your life? Now, you can't say nothing. Because we've all done something. You get up in the morning, you go to school, you go to work, get in your car, if you're a homemaker, stay home, you make the toast, maybe you burnt the toast today, the water came out looking funny, the plumbing was, you know, was acting weird or whatever, the smell of the air was so nice last night, as you stepped outside for a breath of fresh air and you smelled, because people were, maybe they were had their fireplaces going. Whatever it is, you can write a story, even a short story. That's really what blogging is. It's a short story about what you experienced. As a marketer, a lot of us use blogging for promotion, yeah. However, you don't want to set up your blog to be a total sales letter. You want it to be smooth. You want it to be 300 to 500 words. I mean, you know, 3 or 4 paragraphs. And by the way, you can always continue on the blog. It can just be a daily. You can do a daily blog, a weekly blog, a monthly blog, whatever you want to do. But you want to make sure that you stay within the realms of. Let me start over. You want to actually make sure when you're writing your blog that you're staying on point as far as what the subject is. Let's just say an example. You're writing about how to build a successful business while working from home. You can write about that, okay? What you write about, make sure it's good information that literally is not even a plug for your business. Sure, that's your motivation for blogging, let's say, in the first place. However, just make it to where you're giving good content and good information and you're helping someone else that will read this article that will get something from it, okay? Now, at the very end, when you're done with that blog, at the very end, you're going to have like a short bio type of thing. Bio, I don't mean your whole lifetime history. I may mean 2-3 lines the most. And it's just going to say your name, maybe tell a little bit about yourself, like in a one-liner type of thing. A way to get a hold of you. If you want to leave your website there, that's fine. If you want to send, your email, your Twitter address, Facebook, just something that they can get back in touch with you. You can put your website on it, and that's cool. It's not a problem. Like you could say something like, to get back in touch with, you know, Robert J., me at, boom, you know, whatever it happens to be. You want to put a phone number, that's fine. I don't recommend it. I would put, you know, in the email, I would put a website or, your Facebook address or even Twitter. Like I recommend, Twitter is the easiest thing because you could put at Consumer View. That's mine, for instance, right? Robert J. But at Consumer View, okay? Hope that helps. Hope that doesn't confuse anybody. And once again, you can find this stuff on the net too as well. There's so much information out there. But if you just simply just start writing, what is it, on a sheet of paper? I have Evernote that I use. It's on my phone even if I have an idea or something like that. I can write it right on the thing. And my ideas always are coming, so you never know. But just get something on paper. Get it just written, copied. Even Evernote now has a thing where I can press a button, I can talk into my phone. Records it immediately. So now I've got that recorded, and I can always go back later and transcribe it. I prefer just writing it there, and I think actually now technology has it now to where you can talk and it'll just type what you're saying. So it's pretty amazing. A lot of great technologies are already out there, and there's always every single day there's thousands of apps coming out that will actually help you build your business. Some that have not even been created yet that actually will help you, and that's part of the social media. That's part of staying ahead of the social media curve. All right. Well, anyway, I'm going to go ahead and get ready to wind down here. I just wanted to let you know I appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in today. This is Robert J. with Your Radio Promo. Feel free to hit me up at Twitter, at Consumer View, CONSUMER, special VUE. That's CONSUMER, VUE. And feel free to drop a line to me over there. And once again, I highly encourage you to go over to my website at consumerview.com, CONSUMERVUE.com. And check it out. See what we got going on over there. We got blogging and stuff like that. Definitely get involved with the. I have a great blogging platform that I'm involved with over there through U.S. Home Workforce. I'm telling you right now, I go there. I open up my sheet of paper. I actually get in there and actually create a blog. And with a couple of minutes, sometimes within five. I mean, I want to make it a little pretty. I've got tons of graphics in there and stuff. I can actually have a blog, working blog, within 5-10 minutes. I mean, sure, you got to write the content. Sometimes the content just comes to me. I go, I upload it. I'm ready to go. I might go back in there, tweak a little bit, maybe fix a few of the typos. For the most part, you can be blogging tonight. I mean, just check out the link over there as well. It's on that same page. But if you go to consumerview.com, you can also see about the great promotion I talked about earlier today, the big ticket dashboard. That's a great tool to have for the holidays for yourself and give it to a loved one or whatever. But recommend, get back in touch with me. Anybody out there listening, obviously, if you're an entrepreneur, you want to get some promotion, I'd be glad to conduct an interview with you and be glad to promote it here on our radio program. All right? Well, thanks so much again, for tuning in. It's been great, and we do appreciate you each and every day listening to us, and we look forward to talking to you again. We'll be doing some more shows next week. I might have one more tomorrow, possibly, but as of right now, it's not slated for that. Got some other things I'm doing, but for the most part, if I can grab another show, I will. Get in touch with me. So if you have any questions about anything I covered today, I know I put a lot of content in here today. I've talked about a few different promotions and sites and stuff like that. But if you just go to consumerview.com, you'll be able to see a lot of the stuff that I'm doing. And we'll be glad to get back in touch with you and help you any way we can. All right? Thanks so much again, everybody. Appreciate you. Have yourself a wonderful day. Wish you and yours a very happy holiday.